Good evening, everyone. It's your man, Jesus Baeza, here with another episode of Words of Wisdom. I want to talk to you people about releasing stress. We all have dealt with it. We all know what it is. Stress is not something that is good for our bodies. A lot of things makes us go through stress, from life hurdles, different events, many daily hassles, or even a divorce, a job loss. A lot of things can cause us stress. You know, stress is the body's response to a challenge or demand. Everyone experiences stress. Stress is something that we all cannot get away from. Stress can elevate our heart rate, blood pressure, also our thoughts and personal beliefs. Stress can affect us in many ways. You know, stress can mess with our emotions. Stress can bring things such as fear, anger. A lot of things that comes from stress are not good. How many of you have experienced stress before in your life? I'm sure you're probably saying me. You don't have to raise your hand because this is not a class. But I want to talk to you people about stress because I feel like, especially here in the city that I'm currently in, Miami, Florida, probably the whole population in this city, everyone stresses. Everyone is in the same daily struggle of work, school, kids, you name it. There's a lot of things that bring stress. Bills, people have cars, making car payments, people have to pay their mortgages, people have to pay their rent. And also, people have so many other bills. You know, this country deals with nothing but bills and taxes and so many things. I want to tell you people that stress is not good for you. I'm sure you heard it before from a therapist or from any doctor, anyone. Stress messes with our bodies. I want to talk to you people and try to help you guys out in these things. You know, I myself have experienced stress before. Stress is something that no one can get away from. It's just part of life. Anything that you go through in life, you fail a grade, you fail a class, for example, if you're a college student, it's going to bring stress. If you're in the situation that you're about to get evicted or you need a place to stay, you have no help, you have no resources, those type of things can cause stress. There are certain things that can help us with stress. One is eat and drink to optimize your health. Drinking alcohol and eating too much is not good for stress. Now, I know that these actions might seem to help at the moment because it's relieving a lot of things, you know. People turn to alcohol, drugs, any type of drugs that would just ease their mind. But I want to tell you people that drugs is not good for you. Now, I know marijuana nowadays has been clinically approved to help people in many ways and calm their nerves, help people eat, and cause a lot of healthy habits for our bodies. But overall, people, still drugs is not good for us. Drugs and things like that actually will cause more stress in the long run. Also, I don't know if you people are aware, but caffeine can also cause stress and make the effects get worse. I want to tell you people that consuming a healthy and balanced diet can help combat stress. Also, another good thing that is beneficial for stress is exercise regularly. I myself exercise about, I have every week, I sometimes change my weekly schedule with my workout sessions. Sometimes I'll work out 4 days out of the week or 3 days out of the week. Exercising regularly will definitely help you reduce your stress levels. It's just like, think of it like this. Go to the gym to release your stress. Don't carry that stress with you everywhere in life. Don't drive your car stressed out. It can actually lead you to ending up in a car accident or hurting someone else, blowing red lights, going crazy, acting like a lunatic, all because of stress. Go to the gym and release your stress. I myself experienced that. I exercise about, I don't know, about an hour for each session where I target all my muscles and my workout routine. And I have to say, it feels really great. It feels really great. I feel like after every time at the end of my workout session, I feel so relieved. Like I let out so much stress. Like I don't feel stressed anymore. Exercising regularly will cause healthy benefits for your body. Exercising has been clinically proven to be a powerful stress reliever for our bodies. Consider, besides weight training, go on a treadmill, run about like 20 minutes. You'll release all the stress, all the sweat, all the bad things out. And also you can even do aerobic exercises, strengthening with weights such as strength training or even movement activities, people like yoga. Yoga is very beneficial. Yoga will help you calm your mind. It just teaches you how to inhale, exhale, breathe, let things out. Because stress, you can feel like everything is on top of your shoulders. You would just feel like you constantly cannot breathe. Stress is just not healthy for us people. Also, smoking, as you all know, tobacco, nicotine, all those things are bad for you. A lot of people do that to cope with stress, but it's not healthy for you, Smoking can cause lung cancer, a lot of things. I'm sure we all know, you guys have heard all of this in school, in research. But seriously, people, I'm just trying to share some knowledge with you guys and trying to help you guys live a more happy life, stress-free. Another thing that is good for us to release stress is studying or practice relaxation techniques. Taking time in your life to relax every day helps to manage stress, and it also protects your body from many things, from effects of stress. You can choose a variety of techniques or a variety of things that can help combat stress, such as deep breathing. You can also do progressive muscle relaxation and even meditation. All these things are good for you. Also, people, another good thing to release stress is reduce triggers of stress. We are just like a lot of people in the world. We have so many things that triggers our stress. Try not to do something that you know is going to trigger your stress. If you run into crazy people, rude people, get away from them, avoid them. Don't let people get the best of you. Because we all know that people in this world, they all like to provoke you and try to make you be unhappy just like them. Also, when you're dealing with stress, try to assert yourself. Try to spend more energy on good things. Spend your energy on things that are beneficial for your body, positive things, good things. Like I mentioned, try to find a routine in your life. Try to go to the gym. Take a nice walk down a park. If for those of you that have an animal, walk with your animal. Try to spend a good time with them. Those things are good. You get to breathe, relax, and you're not always in the life hurdles every day. I feel that stress is something that is not good for us. I actually believe that if we live a life full of stress, the more stressed we are, we're probably not going to live as long as we wish we had. Stress can mess with our blood pressure, our heart, and just so many things. You ever seen people in the streets about to just be in a road rage, or they're in a store, they're just flipping out of the smallest thing, and they just seem like they have no control of themselves? That's an example of stress. People just don't know how to control it and deal with it. Stress is not good for us people. So this wraps up this episode of Words of Wisdom on stress. This episode mostly was on stress, and I wanted to give some tips and advice for all you people that listen to my podcast and people around the world. I want to be an influential person. I want to like be someone. I'm someone that's spiritual. I like to share my knowledge, things that are in my mind. I'm the type of person I like to do research. I like to read a lot. And I just like to learn about good things that are good for our bodies and good things that can just make us live a happier life and live a longer life. We all live once, people, and believe me, living a stressful life is not good for us. So I hope this episode helped you guys feel a little better in regards to stress, and maybe you can apply these tips and advice into your daily routines, and I guarantee you that your life will be a lot better. You will feel a lot more happier, you will feel more calmer, and I wish you all the best. For all you people that just listened to my podcast episode, you can subscribe to my channel. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes. You can find me in my social media platforms, such as Facebook and Instagram. You can find me at Facebook and Instagram at jesus.baeza0709, or you can also find me at my YouTube channel at JB the Unknown Prophet. So I want to leave this episode by saying, let's focus on living a happy life, stress-free, and let's look forward to a more positive and happy life. So long, everyone, and until next time.
Hey, folks, thank you all for listening to my podcast, Words of Wisdom, with me, myself, Jesus Baeza. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to subscribe to the channel to stay up to date for any future episodes. You can find it on all podcast streaming platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Once again, thank you all for listening, and until next time.